This year we'll learn Hashem cover the Gemara from Heyam and Aleph to Heyam and Beis. We were last discussing in the bottom of Dal and Beis the different Shittos and Tanai about the scope of the prohibition of Baal Ta'acher and how from where they derive their different Shittos from different Psukim. We have five views in Tanayim, we have the Tanakama, we have who holds three regalim again, we have Rabbi Shimon who holds you need to have three regalim in order. Rav Meir holds Ragel Echad, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov who holds two regalim, and Rav Elazar ben Shimon who holds that Sukkos is Gorin. And the Gemara had established that they learned their psukim from different they learned their shito sorry from different places. That the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon learned from psukim in Parshas Re'eh, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and Rav Meir learn from Psukim elsewhere. So the Gemara wanted to know how do Rav Meir and Elazar ben Yaakov learn the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh if they already use Psukim from elsewhere for Baal Ta'acher. And the Gemara explained that they learn those Psukim to teach the halacha of Atzeres that Shavuos has Tashlum in Kol Shiva. In other words, like we mentioned last time, that you can bring your obligatory korbanos for 7 days even after the Yom Tov is over. And the Gemara explains that we learn out Shavuos though from Pesach, that's it's only a 7 day period. We don't learn out Shavuos from Sukkos, even though Sukkos is an 8 day period. Why? As we said last time, even though by Sukkos, Shmini Atzeres for the Karbanos of Sukkos is still connected to the first days of Yantif, it's not considered its own holiday for that. We still learn out Shavuos from Pesach and not Shavuos from Sukkos, based on the principle of tafasta meruba, lo tafasta. You don't have to bite off more than you can chew, and we limit the limud as much as we can. So the Gemara then asks the question on the last line of Dalad Amud Beis. Ella lemay hilchas akas v'rachmana l'chagas sukkos. So why is the Torah put chagas sukkos in that context? If we're learning out Shavuos from Pesach, what do we need chagas sukkos there? It's not teaching us anything according to these Tanayim. So Gemara says, "La'akushe l'chag hamatzos." Let's read that to connect Sukkos to Pesach itself. What does that mean? Turn the page. Heyam and Aleph. Ma chag hamatzos ta'un lina. Just as Pesach requires you to stay overnight in Yerushalayim, when you bring the karbanos, when you come to Yerushalayim to be ol l'regel, you're supposed to stay overnight motzai yantif, the first night of Pesach. So too, Sukkos requires staying over the night that you come in for Aliyah L'Regel. So we're learning out from the reason, again, the Gemara asked, if we're learning out the derivation of Baal Ta'acher, the halachos of Baal Ta'acher, from Shavuos, from Pesach, why do we need Chagas Sukkos there? Why do we need Chagas Sukkos there in the Pesukim? Because we're making a comparison between Pesach and Sukkos. Just as Pesach requires you to stay over, Lina, so too, Chagamatzos too. So we're learning out, the reason why Sukkos is there is because we're learning out Sukkos from Pesach. So the Gemara asks, V'hasa minalan, how do I know Chagamatzos itself has Lina? That when it comes to the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh, again, in the context of Chag HaMatzos, that a person should turn over, Upanisa Baboker, you're going to wake up in the morning, and you go back to your tent, meaning that you shouldn't go back home to your tents, meaning to your communities, unless it's the next morning. So a person is supposed to stay over the night before. That's how we know the halacha of Lina. So then the Gemara continues the question of how the other Tanayim derive the various Psukim. V'Tanakama, Verb Shimon. Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, who learn out these Psukim for the Halachos of Baal Ta'acher. So again, the question still is, the Gemara leaves out Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. Right, there are three Tanayim to learn out their Shittos of Baal Ta'acher from these Psukim. Tanakama, all three Regalim, Rabbi Shimon, the three Regalim in order, and Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, who learns out from Chag HaSukkos. So Rashi explains, and we'll see it inside, the Gemara is only bothered by Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon only learns out his source from the words Chag HaSukkos. So we can still learn out, let's say, the halachos of Tashlum and Kol Shiva from Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos. But the Gemara is going to ask, once a Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon, not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, once a Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon use all of these psukim for halachos of Baal Ta'acher, how do they know the halachos of Tashlum and La'atzeres? So that's the Gemara's question. The Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Shimon, Tashlum and La'atzeres minolahu, how do they know the halachos of Tashlum and La'atzeres? Since we know that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learned these psukim for that Atzeres has Tashlum and Kol Shiva, so and the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Shimon learned these psukim for other things for Baal Ta'acher, had they learned out the halacha of Atzeres Kol Shiva? So Nafka Lahu, Midatana Rabbi Bar Shmuel. They learn it from a different source. That's the source of Rabbi Bar Shmuel. And the Gemara explains, what's Tani Lu Rabbi Bar Shmuel? To Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah, the Torah says, Mane Yamim, count days, V'kadesh Chodesh. And you do Kiddush HaChodesh, meaning we count 30 days in the month, and we do Kiddush HaChodesh. Mane Yam, and we count days, Sfiras HaOmer, V'kadesh Atzeres, and we sanctify Shavuos. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel has a comparison going on here between Kiddush HaChodesh and Shavuos. Ma Chodesh L'minuyav. Af Atzeres L'minuyav. What does that mean? Just as just as Rosh Chodesh itself is based on L'minuyav, meaning we are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh through bringing Karbanos, meaning by counting the day of Rosh Chodesh and bringing Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh, we sanctify Rosh Chodesh itself, so too Shavuos. Shavuos needs Karbanos for its Kedusha. So, and Rashi explains that since we count the days of Shavuos based on weeks, so the process of being Mekadi Shavuos requires a week's worth of Karbanos. So again, the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, how do we know that there's Tashlum in Kol Shiva? You have 7 days to bring your Karbanos for Shavuos. Based on this comparison between Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos, just as Rosh Chodesh, one of the days of its counting, L'minuyav, it's based on its counting, one of those days is for the Karbanos of the day, of the Karbanos of the month. So too Shavuos, which is counted not only in addition of days, but it's counted in addition in increments of weeks. We need a week for we base the Karbanos on a week. Okay, we'll explain a little better as with the Rashi. So, but the Gemara asks, Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma, but Shavuos, maybe it's only one day, because we still need to count just days. We don't. Where do weeks come in? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Atu Atzeres Yom Maninan Shavu Lo Maninan. When it comes to Shavuos, do we count days and not weeks? V'ha'amar mar, mitzvah l'mimne yomei, u'mitzvah l'mimne shavuei. We're supposed to count, but Mar said there's a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. So therefore, the week increment is considered significant with respect to Shavuos. V'od, and the Pesukim say, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. The Yomtif is a Yomtif of Shavuos, a Yomtif of weeks. So from there we see that weeks are a significant amount, a significant figure when it comes to determining the Kedusha of Shavuos. So again, the Gemara wanted to know, according to the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who learn out the Psukim from Parashas Re'eh for Baal Ta'acher, how do they know Tashlumin Kol Shiva? So the Gemara explains, based on the comparison from Kiddush HaChodesh to Shavuos. We count days of the month, and we sanctify the new month on the 30th day, and we bring a korban. So too, we count the weeks, or the days leading up to Shavuos, and we bring korbanos. So just as Rosh Chodesh is based on Minuyav, that we consider the Karbanos as part of the sanctification of the new month, based on the fact that we require days to get there. So to Atzeres is Liminuyav, that we consider the Karbanos that are sanctifying the day of Shavuos based on the fact that it takes us increments of weeks to get there. And the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that? Isn't it, after all, you just have to require, just have to count days to get to Shavuos? And the Gemara answers, you have to count, there's a mitzvah to count weeks as well. And Chag HaShavuos Ksiv. Let's catch up in the Rashis. On the bottom, let's catch up in the Rashis on the top of Hey Amid Aleph. So again, the Gemara had dealt with the original problem, which was, once we assume, according to Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, back to the other deos, the other positions in the Gemara, that these psukim teach us the halachos of Tashlumin Kol Shiva, and we're only learning out Shavuos from Pesach, why don't we need the Pasuk of Sukkis? So that teaches us, because to tell us that just as Pesach requires Lina, so too Sukkis. And Rashi explains, Ta'un Lina, Leil Cholo Shal Moed, the night, Motza Yantif of Chol Moed, based on Ufanisa Baboker, B'yamtif Loka Amarkra, by Yamtif, the Psukim don't say, Shaharei Hu Yom Shechiyuvo Liraus Ba'azara. It's not referring to the days of Yom Tov, because it's a day that you're supposed to be in the Azara itself. Ufanisa Baboker can't be referring to a day of Yom Tov itself. It has to be referring to, because you're supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be referring to the day after. So then, Ufanisa Baboker, V'alachta lo lecha, you go home the day after Yom Tov. V'tanakam v'Rabbi Shimon, t'dar shilei haikra l'bal ta'acher. And then Rashi explains, what about Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, who learns that from Chag HaSukkos? Dilu Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, lo kasha midi, there's nothing wrong for him. T'ihu yalif bal ta'acher, mi'chag HaSukkos, lichudei. He learns about Baal Ta'acher from the words Chag HaSukkos on their own. Therefore, I ser lei Chag HaMatzos v'Chag HaShavuos le'keisha le'tashlumin. The words Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos are left over for Tashlumin. So, how does he know Tashlumin Kol Sheva? So, based on this comparison, this unique comparison between Rosh Chodesh and Shavuos, what's that? Manei Yomim, we count days, Shenamar, Ad Chodesh Yomim, up into a month of days. The Kadesh Chodesh, and Rashi explains, Bikarbanos. Through the Karbanos, we sanctify the new month itself. Ma Chodesh, Kidusho, Echa Miminuyav, Biyom Rosh Chodesh, Humakrivin. Just as the Chodesh Kidusho, its sanctification, is based on units of one of its counted days, Echa Miminuyav, one of its counted units, meaning Biyom Rosh Chodesh, Humakrivan, and still you bring Karbanos on Rosh Chodesh, which is reflective of the fact that the day itself is one of the counted days of the increments. Zman hukvalahem, echa min ayamim, shehu nimna ayadam. That because it takes us days to get there, we establish that there's a one-day period for the Karbanos. So, af atzeres havas karbanoseha be'echa miminu yeha. The bringing of the Karbanos on Shavuos go based on the increments of days that takes us to get there. V'hari nimnis aydei shavuim. It takes weeks to get there. Shenamar sheva shabbosos timos tiyana. You shall count 7 complete weeks. So the Gemara asks, but emachad yoma, d'chziv tisbru chamishim yom. It's 50 days. So maybe it should be a one-day period, just like the Karbanos of Rosh Chodesh itself. So the Gemara says no, because there's a mitzvah to count both days and weeks. So now we're going to go back to a previous topic. The Gemara on Daf Dalid discussed all the parameters of Baal Ta'acher, the different Karbanos Chova, the different Nidarim and promises a person can take, whether it's Erechin or Damai Alai, your own value, the different Chiyuvei Tzedakah that a person has. One of the things that was mentioned was Karban Pesach. So the Gemara takes issue with this. What do you mean Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach is brought once a year on Erev Pesach. So how is Korban Pesach at all nogeya? How can you at all apply the rule of Baal Ta'acher to Korban Pesach? So the Gemara asks towards the end of the Amud,
Upesach bar mikrav bil regalim hu? Is it possible to bring the korban pesach on the regalim? So how can there be a bal ta'acha regarding korban pesach? The Gemara asks, pesach zimna kviyale. Pesach has a specific set time. I akrave akrave. If you bring it at that time, then you fulfilled the chi of korban. Vilo akrave idchile. And if you fail to bring the korban, then it gets pushed off right away. So what does it make a difference? Waiting through three regalim. Either on the one hand, you could explain for the Gemara that you lose your chance for Karim Pesach. So Rashi actually has a chiddush later on where he says you should violate Baal Ta'acher right away for Karim Pesach because you missed your chance. But that's not so clear from the Rishonim. Either way, the Gemara says Elo Akrave, if you fail to bring the Korban, Idchile, it gets pushed off. But either way you slice it, whether that means you violate Baal Ta'acher or you don't violate Baal Ta'acher, it shouldn't be applicable that three regalim require you to violate Baal Ta'acher at all. So what does it mean? Amr Rav Chisda, Pesach Kedei Nisba. So Rav Chisda says, you're right. Pesach is Kedei Nisba. Pesach is really for free, it's extra. Meaning, according to Rav Chisda, Korban Pesach is not shaykh to this rule of Baal Ta'acher at all after Gimel Regalim. So Rav Chisda says, in Achanami, the Gemara's question is correct. Rav Sheshes argues, Rav Sheshes Amar, my Pesach, what does it mean, Korban Pesach? Shalmei Pesach. What's Shalmei Pesach? The concept is as follows. A Korban Pesach that's brought not at its proper time has a din of a Korban Shlamim. Right? Pesach on its proper time is a Korban Pesach. When it's not brought at its proper time, most are Pesach Shlamim Hu. The leftover for Korban Pesach is called Shlamim. So the Mefarshim explain here that the case was as follows. A person lost their Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach, and they had to bring another Korban in its place. And then they found the missing Korban. So that missing Korban has a din of Korban Shlamim, but since it was designated at one point in time to be a Korban Pesach, brought an Erev Pesach, there's a halach of Baal Ta'achar attached to it. So the Gemara asks, Ihachi, Hainu Shlamim. But Shlamim is already on the list of Baal Ta'acher. So what's unique about Korban Pesach? If it's just Korban Pesach that you missed the time for, that's just a regular Korban Shlamim. So the Gemara explains, Tana Shlamim Habayin Machmas Pesach, V'Tana Shlamim Habayin Machmas Atzman. The Tana taught us two different kinds of Shlamim. One is a Korban Shlamim that comes as a result of a failure to bring Korban Pesach, and the other one is Korban Shlamim that a person had to bring on their own. They were originally set aside with Kiddusha Shlamim, and then they were brought you failed to bring them. And why do we need both? Sakad Edechamina, Hol Machmas Pesach Ka'asu. I might have thought when it comes to these Korban Pesachs that became Korban Shlamims by bringing them later, since it came Machmas Pesach, since it was result from Pesach, Ke Pesach Damu. It should have a halach of Korban Pesach, meaning you don't have Gimel Regalim for it. You would think that you would violate them right. You would violate Baal Ta'acher right away. That's how Rashi explains. Kamash Malan, you at least have three regalim for it. So that's exactly the chiddush of the Gemara. The chiddush of the Gemara is we need to teach not just regular Korban Shlamim, but Korban Shlamim that comes as a result of Korban Pesach. Because you might have thought like this. Since these Korban Pesachs, or Korbanos Pesach, more grammatically accurate, converted into Korban Shlamim because they weren't brought at their proper time, so you might think that, okay, by not bringing it right away, like we said before, you might violate Baal Ta'acher right away. So, Kamash Malan, that's not true. You still have three regalim because it's treated like a Korban Shlamim, even though it wasn't brought from Korban Pesach. So, the Rashi explains on Ham and Aleph, Upesach bar mikrav b'regalim hu? Do you ever bring Korban Pesach on the other Yom Tovim? De ka'amar le'tana le'el, the Tana and Afdal and Aleph quotes, b'bal ta'acher, the Shalosh regalim, regarding bal ta'acher, of the Shalosh Regalim, v'ra'enu yachol akrivo ela biyadal b'nisan. You can only bring it on the 14th of Nisan. So now the Gemara says, what is it? Shalmei Pesach. B'shelo karav bismano. It wasn't brought at its proper time. She'avad, it was lost. V'niskaper ba'acher, and you received kapara, meaning you were yotzei or chiv with a different korban. Hu nase shlamim. The leftover becomes shlamim. Kidnafkalam b'psachim. The Gemara brings a drasha for this in Maseches Psachim. V'osan shlamim im ichron gimel regalim over. And those korban shlamim, if you delay gimel regalim, you're over on bal ta'acher. So you might think though, kipesach damu. And with one regel, you would have violated a kamash malan, you still have three regalim. So now the Gemara is going to go through all the different aspects of Baal Ta'acher that we mentioned in that previous brisa on Daf Dalid. So minani, milei, how do I know all these different items that were mentioned before, whether it was leket, shichacha, peah, tzedakah, nidarim, charamim, erichin, I'm not giving the whole list right now, all those things, how do we know? The Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned in the following brisa. Kitidor neder. When a person takes a neder, so the pasuk that's not quoted by the Gemara says, Lo ta'acher l'shalmo. You should not delay, which is bal ta'acher. So when a person takes a neder, he's obligated to fulfill it. And neder means harei alai, which is taking on a korban, harei alai, or damai alai, either one of them. So that at minimum has a problem of bal ta'acher. So the Gemara says, ein li el neder. That only applies to a neder, which again is harei alai. What does harei alai mean? A person obligates themselves to a korban or to a certain thing without saying what it specifically is, without designating any specific object or any specific amount. Harei alai. But nidava minayin, what's a nidava? Nidava is when a person says, hare zeh, this will be a korban. What's the practical difference between nidarim and nidavos? So the Gemara says in several places that when it comes to nidarim, where a person takes upon themselves some kind of fixed quality, and we don't know what that is, so then if a person loses something or fails to finish their nidar, they're chayav b'achriyusan. They maintain responsibility for it because they said they'd bring something and they didn't say what it would be. But nidava, if a person fails to bring a korban nidava, meaning let's say the korban nidava gets stolen or gets lost or gets killed, because they specified it, so you're not chayav to do another one. Either way, that's the difference between nidarim, where a person volunteers on themselves without designating something specific, and nidava, when a person does designate something specific. So, but again, back into our context of bal ta'acher. So, ainli ela neder, I know nidarim, nidava minayin, ne'emar, how do I know nidavos? Ne'emar kan, the pasuk says here, in dvarim chaf gimel, neder, v'ne'emar lahalon, im neder o nidava. In Sefer Vayikra, which is if you take a neder or a nidava, malahalon, just as over there, when it comes to Sefer Vayikra, nidava imo, that neder and nidava are compared, including nidava, afkan, nidava imo. Then we say neder, we mean nidava as well. Okay. So we know both nidarim and nidavos. La Hashem alokecha, for Hashem your God. Elu hadamin, those are the monetary worths where a person says damai alai, his own worth. Ha'erichin, again, erichin is a specific value, 30 slayim, 50 slayim, 50 shekel, depending on the person. But damai alai means your own personal value, with not based on the parsha of erichin. V'acharam, in the properties that go to the Beis HaMikdash. V'akdeshos, and things that are hakdesh. Those are all part of L'Hashem Elokecha. So those are all part of the drasha. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo, you shall not delay to bring it, to pay them back. Hu v'lo chilufav, you violate bal ta'acher with respect to the behema or the money that you specified for the korban, v'lo chilufav, but not something that you exchanged for it instead. Well, we're going to talk about what does that mean, chilufav, later on. Ki daroshi drashanu, because Hashem will seek it out from you, elu chataos v'ashamos olos ushlamim. Why? Because these are all things a person is obligated to bring. Hashem seeking that offering. That's why it says kidarosh tidushan yidushanu. Korban chatas a person's chayav for that. Korban asham olo shlamim. So since these are all things Hashem's expecting of you, if you don't bring them on time, you're gonna have a problem. Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem Elokecha is repeated because the pasuk originally says, if you take another to Hashem Elokecha, to Hashem your God, don't delay. Then Kidoroshi Deshenu Hashem Elokecha, because Hashem's gonna seek it out from you. Why say Hashem Elokecha again at the end? So that includes Elu Tzedakos Umaisros Ubachor. Those include the last three things on the list: Tzedakah, Maiser, and Bechor. And we'll see in Rashi why that taps into the words of Hashem Elokecha. Me'imach, from you, which is the close to the end of the pasuk, ze lekat shicha peya. That includes lekat shicha and peya. Faya b'chachet, and a person will have a sin, v'lo b'karban chachet. What does that mean? The sin won't be attached to the korban. So even if a person brings the korban too late, he violates bal ta'acher, but the korban is still kosher. So again, how do we know all the things that we're looking for? So kitzidur neder includes a neder. We include nedava from the fact that nedarim and nedavos are usually compared to each other, at least compared to each other in one other context. Lashem elokecha includes all the monetary donations one gave to the Beis HaMikdash, dam malai erchin charam hekdeshos. Lo sacher l'shalmo means dafka the korban, but not its exchange, not chilufav. Kidaru shidushanu, that Hashem will seek it out from you, includes chatas ol asham ol ashlamim, and the extra Hashem lokecha at the end of the pasuk includes tzedakah, ma'aser behema, and bechor. Me'imach includes lekat shicha and peya. V'haya b'chachet means that you will violate a sin, but the korban won't be invalidated because of that sin. So let's go through all the Rashi's. The top line, minani mile da kol hanach titanya b'masnisa leil, that all the things mentioned in the Braisa before, ika bal ta'acher, there is bal ta'acher by them. Neder is harei alai, a person takes on a value on himself. Nidava, a korban without specifying it on himself. Nidava harezu, this korban. So namra lahala neder. It says later on, v'im neder o nedava, meaning earlier in Sefer Vayikra. So we assume that neder and nedava are connected. Elu hadam in v'ha'erichin. That's the monetary value. The erichin, shehein kadshe bedek habayis, which are, and the hekdeshos, which are considered kadshe bedek habayis, properties of the Beis HaMikdash. V'kulam la'ashem, and they all go to Hashem. V'ein l'konim behem klum, and the konim have no right with them. Hu v'lo chilufav, these and not their exchanges. Alav ata over al v'lo achilufav. You over about to acher on these, but not their exchanges. Ulakami mefarish la, and we'll explain what that means later on. Elu chatos v'ashamos. These are korban chatos, korban asham. Shehein nidrashim mimecha, because those are demanded from you. Shari chovahim mutalan alecha, because they're an obligation from you. The olos ushlamim kagon olos re'iya, the olos a person is obligated to bring when they come to do alil regal, the shami chagiga and korban shlamim to celebrate the yamtif shehein chova, those are obligatory. The ilu haneder, the ilu neder unedava bereisha, the kraksi v, right? Because neder and nedava is already in the beginning of the pasuk, so we can teach out olos ushlamim from the end of the pasuk. V'adin namin lebechor ulemaiser bePesach shehein chova. All these things, Bechor, Maaser, and Pesach, which are all Karbanos Chova, and that's from Hashem Elokecha at the end as well, as we'll see. Hashem Elokecha, Elu Tzedakos U'Maisros. Hashem Elokecha includes Tzedakah and Maaser. So actually, Rashi changes around the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Because, again, the Gemara, according to at least one Girsa, I guess Rashi didn't have this Girsa, is that Bechor is from the limud of Hashem Elokecha. But Rashi puts Bechor with the limud, like we said before, from Kidaroshi Dishrenu, because Bechor is obligatory. And Maiser Behema, Rashi puts with With Kidaroshi Drushanu as well. So to clarify, Shitas Rashi is that Kidaroshi Drushanu teaches us many things. Chatas Asham Ola Shlamim, Meiser Behema, Bechor, and Pesach. And then Hashem Lokecha teaches us Tzedakos and Maestros. Tzedakos means Tzedakah, but Maestros means meaning the tithes, the tenth you're supposed to give of your crop. And Rashi explains, how do we know? Hashem Lokecha is extra at the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk should have said, Ki Daroshi Dershanu, Hashem will seek it out from you. Ukvar Hashem Kosov, Lamal Vimikra. The Shem Hashem is earlier in the Pasuk already said. Nidrosh Bey, so we can teach it, we can use it. Li'isuye Tzedakos, Tzedaka, Umaisros, and Maisros Shekosov Behem Shamze. That's written over here. Ulechatiyat Tzedaka, Lifnei Hashem Lekecha. They're referring to Tzedaka. It says the language of Hashem Lekecha. V'achalt Lifnei Hashem Lekecha, Masar Deganecha, referring to Maisros Sheni. The Maisros has a language of Hashem Lekecha. So since those contexts have the language of Hashem Lekecha, we can apply it to Baal Ta'achar as well. Me'imcha, zu lekat shikha peya, from you, includes lekat shikha and peya, chain chalko shel ani, because those are the portions that go to the aniim, the poor people, dichsiv bay es ha'ani imcha, the same language of imcha is found there as well. V'haya b'chachet, v'lo b'korban chachet, you'll have the chet, but not the korban, ein ha'korban nifsa b'kach, meaning the korban is not invalidated. So now the Gemara is going to investigate, what does it mean, hu v'lo chilufav, the korban, and not that which you exchange from the korban? Amar mar, mar said, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, you shall not delay to pay it back, hu, the korban, v'lo chilufav, and not that which you're exchanging for it, chilufei mai, what does it mean, you switched it, I chilufei ola u'shlamim, if it means that you switched an Ola and a Shlamim, what was the case? The case was, you designated a carbon for an Ola or a Shlamim and it was lost, and you brought a carbon, another animal instead, and then you found the first one, and you used the first one, and you used your leftovers for carbon Ola and Shlamim. So, Mikrav Krive, it's brought the same way. So why shouldn't you violate Baal Ta'acher? So again, the case of Chilufav, according to this, is that you wanted to bring a korban, you lost that korban, you brought something else instead, and then you, in the meantime, you found your first animal. But again, the things that you want to bring in the meantime instead are just like the korbanos, mikrav krive, v'i chilufei chatas, and if it's chilufei chatas, which means the same case, a person designated an animal for korban chatas, and he lost that korban, and then he wanted to bring something else, and he found his original korban and brought that, lemisa azla, this korban is supposed to be killed. There's five chatos hamesos, five korbanos chatos, they're not supposed to be brought, they're supposed to be killed. One of the examples is chatos shiniskapu ba'alea, a korban chatos where the bailim, where the owners of the korban have already achieved kapara. So, mimarav shach, if it's olan shlamim, then that which was supposed to be brought in place of the olan shlamim is brought the same way. So why shouldn't Baal Ta'acher apply? And if it's korban chatas, well, the chatas is supposed to be killed if you already received kapara. So how could Baal Ta'acher apply either way? Ela mai chilufav, what does it mean that the case that we exchange the korbanos and Baal Ta'acher doesn't apply? Chilufei toda, meaning a person has to bring a korban toda for surviving or enduring certain events, person's chayiv to give thanks to Hashem through a korban toda. So again, you lost your korban toda, you were mafresh, you designated another one, and you found your first one. And what's the case? The case is they got mixed up with each other, and one of them died. You don't know which one that's left over. And the Gemara explains as follows. The Tanya Rabbi Chiya, Toda Shnis Arva B'Tmurasa. Let's say you have a korban toda that got mixed up with its exchange, with its tamura. Mesa Acha Mehen, and one of them dies. Chaverta Ein La Takana. The adjoining pair has nothing, you can't do anything with it. Why? Because when it comes to the Gemara asks, Hey Chilavit, what are you supposed to do? Likarve, v'likrav lechem bahada. If you want to bring the korban and bring the accompanying bread, then when it comes to korban toda, there's lechem, there's bread that there's bread that comes along with it. So when you if you bring it, then you should bring then if you want to bring this korban and just bring the bread along with it, but dalma tamurahi, maybe it's the tamura, maybe it's the exchange. And the exchange we know, as we'll see inside, is pater from lachem. Lachem doesn't apply to the tamura. So you're stuck, you can't bring with the lachem. Likarva below lachem, dalma todahi. And you want to bring without the lechem, maybe it's a korban todah. So therefore, since you can't bring this korban, bal ta'acher doesn't apply. So again, the Gemara wants to know, where does bal ta'acher apply for chilufin? It can't apply to ola, it can't apply to asham, because those have to be or ola and shlam, sorry, because those are brought the normal way, and it can't apply to chatas, because the chatas is supposed to be dead. But here we would have thought it should apply. So it doesn't apply. Bal ta'acher doesn't apply. But the Gemara asks, well, we have an obvious problem. V'hakevan delav bas hakravahi. Again, the reason why we would have thought that korban todah was a good candidate is because you're stuck. You can't bring it without the lechem because maybe it's the korban todah. And maybe it's not the korban todah, so you can't bring it with the lechem either. But the Gemara asks, v'hakevan delav bas hakravahi, since you can't bring it on the mizbeach, then kralim ute lamali. What do we need the pasuk to exclude it from Baal Ta'acher? Of course Baal Ta'acher doesn't apply. It can't be brought as a korban. So since this korban todah that was mixed up with another korban todah is invalid for the korbanos in the first place, obviously Baal Ta'acher doesn't apply. Amar Rav Sheshas, la'olam l'me'utei chilufei olo shlamim. Really, it's chilufei olo shlamim. The hachamay askinan, aye, but aren't you supposed to bring them the normal way? Kigon she'avru alav shnei regalim, really two regalim passed, the humam, and the korban received some kind of mum, some kind of blemish that would invalidate it, the chillo al acher, and they took the korban and they redeemed its sanctity and put it onto a different animal. They were mechalal it, they profaned it onto a different animal. You can do that when a korban is a baal mum, you're supposed to take the worth of that korban and put it on something else. And then, the avra lav regel echad, and then, this second korban had one regel pass over it. So this, sakad edechamina hol umi koach kamai ka'asei, since it's coming from the first one that had two regalim pass over it, commanda avra lav shlosh regalim dami kamash malan. You might think that's the equivalent of as if three regalim passed, because two from the first and one from the second, kamash malan, you need to have the second one itself have three full regalim. So again, the Gemara wants to know, what's the case of chilufav that we would have thought bal ta'acher applies that doesn't apply to? So the chiddush is like this. The chiddush is really ola and shlamim, if they're brought as chilufav, are normally brought the normal way. But here in this case, the case was a korban had two regalim pass, then it got a mum, and then you redeemed it onto a second korban, and that korban, a regal passed. So you may have thought that the equivalent of three regalim, kamash malan, it's not the equivalent of three regalim. So that's what the Gemara is saying now. But that's all fine and good if you assume you need three regalim for Baal Ta'acher. But Ulura Meir de Amar, Kevan Sha'avral of Regal Echad over Baal Ta'acher, Mayikalameim. But Rameir, we know from Daf Dalid, believes it only takes one regal to violate Baal Ta'acher. So what are you going to say for him? Well, how does he learn huvalo chilufav? That's all fine and good for everybody else, but what about for a mayor? Amarava hachamayaskinon kigon shehumam besoch haregel v'chillo v'avralav haregel. For a mayor, you'll say the case is like this. It got a mum in the middle of yantif, literally, of the first yantif, and then you redeemed it on another behema, and then you missed the ragel. So sa'akata dechamina hol mikach kamay ka'asei. Since it's coming from the strength of the first korban, kamanda avid ale kule ragel dame. It's as if it's the equivalent of the full ragel that passed over on this korban by itself. Kamash malan that the two pieces of the ragel for Rav Meir, even who requires only one ragel for Baal Ta'acher, they don't combine. So again, either according to the first day in the Gemara, or according to Rav Meir, the point is we're coming to some kind of combination. For the first day of the Gemara, you waited two regalim, and then the korban got a mum, and they went to the third regal, and the chiddush is that Baal Ta'achar doesn't apply. And according to Rav Meir, the point of the Gemara is, it got a mum in the middle of its first regal, even though it requires only one regal to violate. It got a mum in the middle of its first regal, and then they redeemed it on something else, and then the regal passed. So Kamash Malan, you might think that it combines for Baal Ta'acher. Kamash Malan does not. So let's catch up in some Rashi's. It's getting a bit of a complicated Gemara. Thank God we're keeping it together. So Rashi, the Rasul Chilufei Ola, in the middle of the page. So again, the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean that Baal Ta'acher applies to something and not its exchange? Chilufei Ola Kagon Avda, it was lost. V'hifresh acheres tachteha, and they designate the second one in its place. Nimtzeis harishona v'niskaper ban. They found the first one, and the guy used it for the korban. So mikrav krive. The Gemara asks, but if it's ola and shlamim again in the original part of the Gemara, you still bring them the normal way. The kevan de kirva, haray, since it's brought as a korban, harehi korban la'atzma, its own korban. V'lishalmo karina be. We apply the pasuk of lishalmo that you have to pay it back. And if it's chilufei chatos shekipru ba'aleh, that the person received kapara mechamish chatos ameisos, it's one of the five chatos that are supposed to be killed. Upshita delo avra le'Baal Ta'acher. It's obvious that you can't violate Baal Ta'acher for that. Rather, it's Chilufei Toda. That was the Gemara's first answer. Again, what does it mean Chilufei Toda? That they got that one of the karbanos was brought and it got mixed up with another korban, and then one of them died and you weren't sure which one it was and it needs lechem. Chilufei Toda chagon shenis arva berishona was originally mixed up with other karbanos. V'kaimalon, and we say in Gemara Menachos Ayin Tes al zevach hatoda chalos hatoda tuuna lechem. V'lo chalifasa, that the alzevach hatodah chalos. Sorry, on the carbon toda you bring chalos, you bring loaves. Hatoda tuna lechem, v'lo chalifasa, v'lo tumurasa tunin lechem. The toda itself requires lechem and not its exchange or its timura. Umesa achas mehen, and one of them died. Shim hayushtein kayamos, because if they were both alive, Mevian, you would bring them. Umeviar ba'im chalos kemishpat atoda, and you bring 40 loaves based on the halachos of korban toda. The omer, and you will say harei halechem hazeh l'shem osashi toda. Whichever one's the right korban, the lechem should apply. So again, the idea is you have two korbanos, and you're not sure which one it is. If they're both alive, so you bring the lechem. Come what may, it'll take care of what it needs to take care of, on the condition that it goes to which one is actually the korban toda. V'shchitas hatoda tekadesh. Arbaim kimishpata, and the shchit of the carbon toda will sanctify 40 lechem. Aval mesa, if it dies, ein lechaver tzakana. Its adjoining partner, its friend, literally has nothing to do for itself. So therefore, the Gemara asks that doesn't need a source for Baal Ta'acher. It can't be brought as a carbon anyway. Mimai krami Baal Ta'acher. We don't need that. So no, really, it's a case of olan shlam. The Gemara says, and it passed by two regalim according to the first daya, and then it got a mum. V'chilu al acher amar zeh tacha zeh. This one should be exchanged for the other. U'baal mum yotze l'chulin. The baal mum should go l'chulin. So saka daitach, you might have thought that baal ta'acher should kick in. V'achik amar kra im ala echad avar zman ichur chayav. Right, so Sakat al-Khamina, sorry, you might have thought that they combine. So the Pasuk teaches, V'hachi ka'amar kra, im al ha'echad avar zman ichur, if one of them had the delay, then chayav, v'lo she'itztarfuhu v'chilufav l'shalosh regalim. But it and its partner do not combine for shalosh regalim. She'av rashnaso, that it passed by its time. Sorry. That's the next part of the Gemara. So now the Gemara is going back to the Psukim of V'haya b'chachet,
that you will violate Baal Ta'acher v'lo b'karban chachet, which means that Baal Ta'acher doesn't invalidate your korban. But the Gemara asks, v'hame hacha nafka. But that's learned out from somewhere else. V'hame hacha nafka? Is that learned out from here? Mida acherim nafka. It's learned out from the acherim, learned out from somewhere else. The sanya, acherim omrim. The acherim have the following comment about the halacha of bechor, that when it comes to a bechor, the firstborn animal, it's supposed to be brought within 1 year of its birth. Yachol yehei bechor she'avar shnaso kipsuli hamukdashim v'yipasel. You might think that a bechor that passes by its year is treated like psule hamukdashim, meaning karbanos that are not fit to be brought in the mizbeach, v'yipasel, and should be nifsal based on Baal Ta'acher. Tamalomar v'achalta fnei Hashem alakacha. And again, why would it be nifsal based on Baal Ta'acher? Because if it was a full year, then you got the cycle of three regalim. So Tamalomar v'achalta fnei Hashem alakacha. You shall eat before Hashem your God. Masar degancha tirshcha v'yitarecha u'becharos pekarcha v'tonecha. The meisar, and the becharos makish bechor lemeisar. Ma meisar eino nifsal mishana lechaver. So just as meisar, even if you bring it late, is not invalidated from 1 year to the next. Af bechor eino nifsal mishana lechaverta. So to the carbon of bechor is not nifsal by delaying a year. So the Gemara's question was, why don't Ivahay Bechachay to teach me that Baal Ta'acher doesn't apply to pasul carbon? I already know from this comparison between bechor and meiser, just as meiser delaying for a year doesn't pasul carbon. So too, just as a meiser doesn't apply, so too bechor and regular karbanos as well. So the Gemara says, "What on ivahay b'chachet? Itshrich, I still need ivahay b'chachet. Chasakat edechamina hani mile bechor delav bar hartzahu. This applies that delaying for year doesn't pass up a korban only by a korban bechor, which is not considered a hartzah. It doesn't come for kapara. Avakachim de bnei hartzah ninhu." The kachim, which come for the purpose of kapara, emolo leratzu. You might think that they don't achieve their purpose, and you're not yotze. Kamash malan, they're not nifsal this way. So again, the Gemara says we still need a special limud by karbanos that delaying them beyond their time doesn't passel them, because we already know from Bechor and from Maisa, that's not the case. Let's hold on 1 second. That's only Bechor or Maisa. That doesn't give Kapara. But Karbanos, which give Kapara, you might think is a problem. Kamash Malan, it doesn't apply. So Rashi explains, Dibur Maschil, She'avra Shnaso, Mitzvaso B'soch Shnaso, Bechor is supposed to be brought from the first year. Shinera Lefnei Hashem Makacha Tochlanu, Shana B'Shana, year by year. Kipsua Mukdashim, you might treat like Psua Mukdashim, Kibal Mum. V'yipasel, hov v'avar Allah v'ichro, once you delayed it, shaharei ein shana below shalosh regalim barov shana. Most years at least have three regalim, Rashi explains, within the yearly cycle. So you might think that you not yotzei at all. It passes the carbon. So makish b'chor l'meiser. So then we know from these psukim elsewhere that there's a comparison between Bechor and Meiser. The Meiser Dagon Kamishtai Kra, regarding Meiser Dagon, bring Meisros from the field. Ma Meiser Eino Nifsal Dechsiv Mikzei Shalosh Shanim, that there's a halacha of Bir Meisros. At the end of 3 years, all the Meisros that a person hasn't brought, he brings them all together at the end of 3 years. So Yimshon Masros of Shana Rishon of Vishniyah, if a person delays giving Meiser, so he still has extra time. So again, so the Gemara asked, why do we need a special source of the Hayabacha Chet, that you have a Chet, but not your Korban? We already know from other places that delaying doesn't passel. So you might think it's only by Bechor, which is not a Hartzah. It doesn't give Kapara, but this is the Bnei Hartzah, in the Kapara, in the Doron, either for Kapara or for a Doron, for a gift to Hashem. Like a Korban Ola is not really, its form of Kapara is much different, but Rashi is basically calling it Doron, it's a gift offering to Hashem. So you might think you're not Yotzei me'achar shevi'im ba'avera because you did it inappropriately. Kamash malan, the pasuk of Hayabachachet teaches us that this doesn't apply. We'll stop here. Mirza Hashem.